Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Krops.
Hey, who said crisis is the rallying cry of the tyrant? Welcome to Political Coffee, friends. It's great to have you with us as we begin another day of broadcasting about the political things that impact your life and hopefully share with you some ideas about how you can change your world in how politics impacts you and everybody you care about, everything you care about. Crisis is the rallying cry of the tyrant. Who said that? We're going to play that game today because it gets to the heart of what I want to share with you today. Never let a crisis go to waste, right? That's what we've said. That's been the, well, it's frankly, is the rallying cry of the Democrats for some time now, right? Never let a crisis go to waste. Well, turnabout's fair play. What's good for the goose is good for the gander. I can put out a whole bunch of monikers, but you get the point, right? The Democrats have used this philosophy very successfully because it's emotional, and they're about to use it again on Republicans and Trump back in Congress, and they're going to use it here in Oregon. Never let a crisis go to waste. After all, it is the rallying cry of the tyrant. Or is it? Can Republicans learn something from Democrats always exploiting the emotional by saying we're in a crisis? Well, we are in a crisis right now. But here's the question I want to ask you. Contemplate this. And if the answer is yes to what I'm going to ask you next, how? So let me ask you this. Should Republicans use the crisis in Oregon that is about to hit us square in the face? Well, it's actually already here, but it's about to become really evident. Should Republicans force a realignment of state government priorities and spending by using this crisis and leveraging it and Kate's response to it as she waits for the federal bailout? That probably isn't coming, folks. You see, the story is out there that Kate is telling state agencies to prepare for a 17% cut. Now, she already knows how bad it is. Now, remember a couple of weeks ago, I laid out for you the process of how a revenue forecast is put together. And it's about a month-long process or better. As state agencies are gathering information, and they have these series of meetings, and the Governor's Council of Economic Advisors know this stuff early on. Kate knows how bad it is. They're leaking that it's going to be, well, about a $3 billion hit to the two-year budget that we're currently in. Now, keeping in mind that we're almost 1 year into this two-year budget, right? So she's saying, you state agencies, you better prepare for a 17% cut. Now, you know what happens in these cuts, right? I've shared this with you before. And there's not going to be anything different here. The agencies will always make the emotional cuts that hurt people the most, that Democrats can use as the rallying cry of the tyrant. Decades of overspending by Democrat governors are going to be exposed as Kate tries to keep the economy shut down to hurt Trump. What? Yeah, because part of the show plan today and part of what I will put on Facebook is an email from a Washington, D.C. insider, somebody who's literally working in the halls of Congress. And this probably doesn't surprise you, but what it tells you is about the mindset of what Democrats, the lengths they are willing to go to not allow Trump another term. Why? Because the lengths that they're willing to go to is exactly what Kate is preparing, telling state agencies to prepare to do. And what is that? 17% cuts. They'll make the cuts that hurt people, you and I, first. And when that doesn't go far enough, then they will cut their own employees, state employees. Now, we got 40,000 plus state employees. There's a lot more that work for county and city governments and school districts. We have a lot of government employees in this state. She will cut them last, but she'll cut them when she has to. Now, that hurts her own power base, does it not? Of course it does. You see, Democrats live with the union dues that we, the taxpayers, automatically collect on their behalf and give to the unions, but then the unions turn around and give to Democrats. See how that works? Now, okay, we know that's the truth. What does it say about Kate or Democrats who are willing to hurt their very people that support them just so they can get to Trump? Why would they do that? Why would they continue to damage their own state's economy to the point that they have to lay off state workers that are feeding them money? Why would they do that? Never let a crisis go to waste. Well, I'll tell you why in just a moment. I'll tease you with that, right? 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line, 503-589-1220, or you can send me an email to jeff@1220.am. Now, why would they do that? Well, it's really not hard to figure out. It's really all about the courts. You've heard me say this before, but this is really the ultimate goal. Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, Kate Brown, they know that ultimately their agenda is not acceptable to the people of this country. People want to work. In fact, there's a great article that we're going to get in today, the Oregon Business Report. You can see it if you go to OregonWatchdog.com. Small businesses want to hire in Oregon, all across the country, but not if you drown them in new taxes. And that gets me to the other thing I want to talk about today, and all of this is related. Are voters in the mood to repass existing taxes? Gas taxes, that's happening in Portland. Or how about existing taxes like in Albany? It's a police and a fire levy. You're already paying it. But is this crisis, which is made up, by the way, by the media and the politicians that want to get Trump, is this crisis realigning people's thinking about things like taxes, about things like liberty? Or how about the new metro tax? $240 million in Portland Metro that they're asking voters to put on businesses. And what's ironic about that is that this is a tax to cure homelessness that actually will create more homelessness. Why? Because it's going to kill more metro Portland area businesses. Because you got to add that on top of all the work rules, paid sick leave, paid family leave, and you got to add to the new sales tax that businesses have to pay. All of that. Now they want to add another new tax. So are the voters in the mood to reaffirm any existing taxes or new taxes? We're going to see. There's also, by the way, an interesting piece about how the kicker has saved politicians from themselves. And this This is really some interesting statistics to throw at you. And then Representative Werner Reschke, great conservative thinker out of Klamath Falls, has a piece in the Oregon Catalyst about sorry isn't good enough, Kate, about all the wasteful spending and, frankly, how it's impacted your life and people around you with the inability of the employment department to deal with unemployment claims. Sorry. Sorry isn't good enough. So why would Kate be willing to utterly destroy the Oregon economy? Now, is that what's going to happen if we stay locked down the way that we have been? Probably. Oregon's once very robust economy is dramatically going to be impacted, and a lot of it, and broadly across all segments. We know that small businesses being just hammered, especially in the rural areas. But why would you do this? Well, it's largely being driven by the tyrants in Washington, D.C. So let me share with you in the last couple of minutes before we go to break here, this email that I've received from a Washington, D.C. insider. Someone who literally works in the halls of Congress. I'm not going to tell you who it is, and I'm not going to tell you where I got it. But let me quote for you the actual email. This person says he's sick to his stomach every day when he goes to work, and it's a he. Why? Because he says Democrat Congress members are literally giddy with the results the virus is having on the economy. They eagerly compare unemployment and market numbers, that's the stock market numbers, every morning in the halls, in the offices, and over phone conferences, laughing and mocking Trump as they watch the economy he built crumble. They're actually excited about what the virus is doing to America during an election year and the opportunities it presents to go after Trump. He said, this person, that their intention is to drag the shutdown out as long as possible in order to crash the economy, which is Trump's strength, right before the election, to make Trump look bad. He said Pelosi is ordering and threatening Democrat state governors to keep their states shut down as long as possible, assuring them they will be rewarded when they take the Senate and the White House, all at the expense of America. This isn't rumor or opinion. This is happening. Unquote. What does it tell you about the mindset of a governor to allow themselves to be either bribed, cajoled, or threatened successfully by Nancy Pelosi? Nancy Pelosi holding out the opportunity for what she released today. A bill written by her, not by even Congress members, because they're not back there. That calls for $2 trillion of new spending and $1 trillion of it to go to bail out states. Never let a crisis go to waste. Crisis is the rallying cry of the tyrant. Who said it? And can Republicans use this crisis to force change in Oregon? 6:20 in the morning, back in a moment.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
22 minutes past the top of the hour. You know, I was wrong about something, and I'm going to tell you what it is in a momento. But first, I want to remind you, you know, if you have been doing that work around the yard, cleaning things up around the house, take all that debris and stuff that you got to get rid of, because you're sitting there looking at it every day and it's driving you crazy. Take it to Clayton Ward Recycling here in Salem, the right off the Salem Parkway and Mainline Drive. Salem Parkway, Mainline Drive. Clayton Ward Recycling. They accept concrete, wood, yard debris, dirt, gravel, newspapers, office paper, stuff that can be recycled. And you know what? It's really easy to get in there. There's no waiting. You just pull in, you unload, and away you go. Now, some of the stuff you have to pay a fee to get rid of. Other stuff you don't. So why don't you give them a call? They're a family-owned and operated business. They've been here for 50 years. Clayton Ward Recycling. They're open Monday through Friday, 7 to 5, and Saturday, 7 to 3. Call them, 503-393-8700. 393-8700. So what was I wrong about? Well, I was wrong about, I said we would never get a permit from the Capitol to hold our Sunday Christian worship service at the Capitol this Sunday on the steps of the Capitol outside. I said we would never get a permit. Guess what? I was wrong. We did. We now have a permit to have a Capitol worship service. Yesterday, by the way, I had a conversation with some of the state police officers that work there. I happen to know a bunch of them. And, you know, they just wanted to know some specifics, mostly about how many people are going to be there. And I honestly don't know, but I hope you will consider coming and joining us. Why? Why would you do that? Wear a mask and socially distance yourself a few feet away from somebody else. Why would you do that on a what is probably going to be a rainy Sunday morning? Now, I'm not talking it down, folks, but I'm praying that we'll get better weather than what they're forecasting right now. Why would you do that? Well, to make a statement. To make a statement that churches need to reopen. I told you yesterday that a number of Representative Bill Post from Salem, Kaiser, Mike Neerman from the Polk County and Salem area, along with State Senator Dennis Linthicum from down in Klamath Falls, have joined this lawsuit that Kevin Mannix is part of, along with Pacific Justice Institute, and we will try to get that lead lawyer here from Salem on with us soon. But the idea is to stand up and say Kate's emergency order is unconstitutional, and the legislature needs to make it constitutional, because it isn't. The idea is to expand on that. Not by protesting, but by saying, by demonstrating that Christians can come together, the same Christians, again, that are going successfully into Safeway, into Home Depot, into Lowe's, and everywhere else. Those same Christians can come together on the steps of the Capitol building or in their church, like all the Catholic churches are doing in Oregon that have opened up now, and worship, and do so without endangering anybody's lives. That's what Sunday is all about. So join us, won't you? 10 a.m. steps to the Capitol building. KSLM is one of the sponsors of this, as I am, and so is Pastor Jim Moore of the Salem House of Prayer and Pastor Peter. So I was wrong. We've got a permit. I don't know how many people are going to show up, but I hope you do. So letting a crisis go to waste. You know, this is a big deal. This is the moniker. This is the theme of the Democrats. It's what Nancy Pelosi wants to so badly hurt the economy that she lays it and is trying to lay it all at Trump's feet every day. And so is the mainstream media, including the media in Oregon, that are parroting and continuing to blame everything negative that has happened by governors on Trump. That's why they want Democrat governors to keep states shut down. Now, here's the problem with that, is that Trump's defense is that he gave the governors the latitude to do whatever they thought they needed to do, number one. And number two is there's a lot of Republican governors that didn't shut their states down, didn't destroy their state's economy, and they're reopening. You remember how the Georgia Republican governor was pilloried and vilified in the news media because he opened up his state 2 weeks ago? Well, it's now 16 days. Have they seen a resurgence of COVID-19? Apparently not. So this crisis that we're in, we shouldn't let it go to waste. We conservatives, we Republicans, we should not let it go to waste. So how can we do that? How could we use this current crisis to quite literally reshape government? Is it even possible in Oregon? Yeah, it is. You see, the damage to the economy is worse than the $3 billion that Kate knows we are going to be short in the general fund. And the real thing that she is hoping for is this federal bailout. And she continues to hold out hope that she can keep this money that came to the state of Oregon already. She can keep it and hope that Democrats can negotiate some kind of a loosening of the rules so she can use it to not have to lay off so many state workers, which are unionized, which are giving their money to Democrats. See how that works, right? And it is a big part of this Oregonian story that I have on the show plan today. You see, the unions negotiated in this two-year budget a 15% pay increase in their two-year budget cycle. By the way, have you gotten a 15% budget, pay increase? Probably not, even though the economy's been good and you've been able to get pay increases. You're probably not getting them. But, you have been getting a little free money from state government or from federal government, right? Your $1,200 a month or your $1,200 period. Why don't you spend it with Freedom Heating and Air? FreedomHeatingandAir.net. They can make your home a safe place from pollen, from bacteria, and from viruses. Freedom Heating and Air. FreedomHeatingandAir.net. Check it out. I'll tell you how I think Republicans could force a realignment in Oregon. Back to the
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
All right, welcome everybody. We are back, second half of the show this morning, 24 minutes till the top of the hour. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am. Here's what we're talking about. Who said, and I'm asking you to figure this out, who said, quote, crisis is the rallying cry of the tyrant, unquote. Never let a crisis go to waste, right? That's what the Democrats always say. That's what they always use. Pelosi's trying to do it now. If you missed the first half of the show, I read you an email that I received from somebody who works in the halls of Congress, talking about how giddy the Democrats are that the economy is literally crashing and that Nancy Pelosi is ordering, threatening, cajoling, bribing Democrat state governors to keep their states shut down to hurt Trump. Why? Why would Kate want to keep us shut down in an unconstitutional emergency order? That's the basis of the lawsuit we talked about yesterday. Why would she do that? Past July 4th to July 6th, why? Why would she force state agencies to have to cut 17% from their budgets? And that's just the beginning, folks. Believe me, it is. It'll get worse. I know because I was serving in the House of Representatives in 2001. When the 9/11 recession happened, we did five special sessions to cut budgets and borrow money on a credit card with bonding to pay the light bill, which is stupid. And I voted for it. So I wish I hadn't. Believe me, I can tell you there are votes that I wish I could take back, and that's one of them. Anyway, why would Kate do this? Why would she hurt her very support and power base, the government worker unions? Why would she do that by having to cut them? You know why? Because it's all about hurting Trump. It's all about getting Trump out of office so he doesn't appoint another constitutional conservative to the Supreme Court. So he doesn't appoint all of these 100 and some plus judgeships that are still vacant, even with Mitch McConnell fast-tracking him. That's why. It's all about the courts. Because they can't get their regressive totalitarian Marxist agenda through past the American people. Not yet, anyway. This little exercise we've gone through right now is an opportunity. The Democrats, they think it's an opportunity for them to hurt Trump. Friends, what they don't count on is the fact that there are Republican state governors that never did destroy their economies. They are going to be held out as shining examples. Believe me, Trump's smart enough to know how to do that. And when the Democrat governors are still stupidly keeping their economies locked down while others come rip-roaring back, and I predict to you that's what's going to happen in those other states run by Republicans, that's going to be an opportunity. Now, in Oregon, we don't have that opportunity yet, but we might. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. 503-589-1220. Who could use? Could Republicans use this crisis to realign state government? I mean, really realign it. How? How would they do that? Well, Kate is going to have to ask and will ask Republicans, by the way, to come into a special session to make budget adjustments, because you're going to have to. Because if you got we passed a $22.4 billion general fund budget. Total funds is much more than that, but just $22.4 billion. If you got to cut $3 billion out of that, that's a lot. Now, again, I've been down this road. I know what this is like. It ain't pretty, and it ain't going to be fun for any state legislators who are involved, Republican or Democrat. But Republicans can simply say this. All right, Governor, especially if this emergency order is found to be unconstitutional and this emergency injunction, which has been requested in this lawsuit in Baker County, if it is granted by a judge, the whole shutdown is null and void at that point until Kate either appeals it and it gets overturned by appeals court or by the Supreme Court of Oregon, or she calls the special session of the legislature and asks them to extend the emergency order. Now, she's probably not going to do two special sessions, because on May 20th, we find out how bad it is. That's when the next revenue forecast is. That's a day after the primaries. So what will happen is, if the injunction is granted between now and when she calls a special session after the revenue forecast, and she kind of needs to wait till then. I mean, it's logical, because you got to know how bad the problem is before you can adopt policies to fix it. If Republicans say, you know what? The economy has got to turn around. Kate, we're not coming in to do anything, and especially to give you emergency powers to keep the economy shut down. We're not doing that unless you do this, this, and this. Now, that's an opportunity for Republicans, isn't it? To do what? Well, to first off, not to destroy the engine of the economy of Oregon. What would that be? Business. You see, 85% of our general fund budget comes from personal income taxes. Now, right now, we have at least 20% of our workforce out of work. and they can't get money. Some of them can't because of Kate's mismanagement over the years, which is what Werner Reschke says in his piece in the Oregon Catalyst, saying, I'm sorry, ain't enough. It's decades and decades and decades of overspending. It's decades and decades and decades. Some of it at Kate Brown's watch, of incredible waste and mismanagement of your tax dollars. Why on earth would Republicans say, okay, yeah, let's do more of that? No, they say to Kate, look, you suspend your sales tax because businesses can't pay it. You see, Kate, and this is what you've got to say to other people. You just have to say it. You have to put it in these terms, friends. You can't kill the goose that laid the golden egg. Everybody knows what that means. In this case, small businesses want to hire. But if you drown them in new taxes, they can't. You see, it's logical, isn't it? If you want to start a new business, or if you want to reopen your business, and you have all kinds of new taxes now you got to pay, can you reopen? Or are you permanently shut down? These are all arguments that you can make to persuade other people. Why on earth would you want to raise taxes on the people who employ other people in the middle of a crisis? That kills the goose that lays the golden egg. You got to say that to people to get them to think about this. Because the Democrats will always use the emotional argument, won't they? Oh, we're going to cut out police, or we're going to cut out fire. Oh, that mean Donald Trump and the Republicans that don't want to come in into the special session in Oregon, they're going to stop your police and your fire. And it's all a lie, isn't it? Because what you need to point out to people who listen to that argument, and maybe who parrot it back to you, is simply, how is police and fire paid? Property taxes and your special levies, like the one that needs to be renewed in Albany right now? Or does it come from state government? And the person will probably say, well, I don't know. And then you say, police and fire, and most teachers, most of salaries from teachers doesn't come from the state. Now, some does for salaries for teachers, but not police and fire. So when they use the emotional argument, you bring people back to rationality. If you can. Remember, you're only trying to persuade the persuadable. You're not trying to persuade the far lefties that are sold out. Now, this is, my friends, the opportunity, the crisis that we cannot let go to waste. We as Republicans have to say to Kate, we have leverage now. We have negotiating power. Because decades of wasteful overspending. You guys remember a thing called Cover Oregon? It's only part of it. Somewhere in my archives, I have detailed $1.1 billion of wasteful spending that Kate Brown has presided over, either as the Secretary of State in charge of auditing or as governor. $1.1 billion of wasted money. So when you're trying to get someone to rethink their position on political ideology, you can say to them, we've wasted $1 billion in the last 12 years in Oregon on wasted information technology projects alone that have failed. Why do we want to raise your taxes and your cost of living to pay for more failed projects? Logic, isn't it? Isn't that an argument that people would accept? Would that open people's ears? What do you think? 503-589-1220 is the Power of Buick GMC talk line. I've got some emails, and I'll read them when we come back. It's 6:48. We'll be right back.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
It's 10 minutes till. We're going to talk to Glenn in a moment. And Tim, right after that, I want to remind you that if you want to build your immune system, do like I do. I use CBD because I know it not only helps me sleep, I know it not only helps me with my aches and pains, because I have them, but it also helps me build my immune system. We know that because CBD has been proven to do that. In fact, it's even been included in some epilepsy drugs. Check out Pro Bioscience. It's a Salem company. In fact, that's who I sell my hemp in the form of oil. So I sell it to. They use product that's made right here in the Mid-Valley. Pro Bioscience. Pro-Bioscience.com is their website. Pro and then the dash mark Bioscience.com. If you order online some of their great products, and you use the discount code MOM. You know, this is, we just had Mother's Day. May is the Mother's Day month. Use MOM, M-O-N. You get a 15% discount. Pro-Bioscience.com. Got an email from Lee. It says, the email you read this morning comes as no surprise. I hope that all the other informers can get the story out. The truth that the Dems will do anything to get Trump out of office. Nothing he does is right. In either direction for them, all at the expense of the people they are supposed to represent. Yeah. Let's go to Glenn. Glenn, good morning. How are you? What say you?
Hi, Jeff. You are correct about the cry of the tyrants and how well their message has come out. Well, I think we've got a message, and I think it's beginning to kick. That injunction is a big message. The mouse needs to roar back with its message. The people of the churches and the people of the businesses are like-minded. The Timber Unity rallies were many of the people of the churches that had their businesses. Now, these churches that want to stand back and be a little mouse because they're afraid of losing their 501(c)(3) status or their cute little buildings, they better come back and roar back as the big mouse. Because if they turn over their buildings and properties to the what I'm calling the technocracy of church, and would take your church online, guess what's going to happen to all your property? So I think this mouse needs to roar at this meeting on Sunday, and I mean in a very vocal way, in the same sense as your Timber Unity, the injunction. And now the actual people, their message needs to be heard by masses, literally masses, because they're not listening to us.
No, they're not. And it's time that we did something about that. I mean, it truly is. And this is just one of the ways that we can do that, is by coming together and worshiping Sunday on the steps of the Capitol at 10 a.m. We got a permit. It's legal. So come and join us, all of you. And Glenn, I certainly hope that you come too, because you know part of what we need to do to stand up for our rights, our God-given rights, our human rights that are granted to us in this Constitution, is doing things like this, peaceably assembling. But it's also praying, because this nation, and Glenn, I'm going to let you go because I'm going to move to Tim here. Glenn, thanks. This nation was founded by people who truly believed in God. And that our system of government should honor God-given rights to people to express our thoughts, our minds, to live our lives like we want, not like government says we have to. This goes deep, doesn't it? Let's go to Tim. Tim, good morning. Your thoughts. Welcome.
Good morning, Jeff. I'm going to read some of this so I can go quick.
Sure.
Democrats are proactive, Republicans are reactive. Oregon right now collects 50% more, or $2,760 more per capita than the average for all 50 states. So a family of four, that's $11,040. In the United States, $6,390 per capita per state. In Oregon, it's 9,632. But I'll bet you the Republicans have never said that, ever.
No, they don't talk about that. You know why Republicans lose elections in Oregon, Tim? It's because they don't say what you said. Because saying what you said wakes people up. But Republicans are saying, no. You know, we've got to spend more money on schools. I want a strong economy. Well, Democrats say that, too. But what Republicans need to say is the truth, the facts you just laid out.
And on that gross receipts tax, you know it's not going to schools. But let's don't tell the public that. No.
No, it'll go to backfill the incredible loss of income that the state is experiencing, that we're experiencing individually, because of Kate's lockdown.
Correct.
Tim, will I see you Sunday?
Yes. I went to the service People's Church, and we were in cars. So I went there just to park my car. And can I say something sarcastic?
Sure.
Okay, well, we're talking about spending waste. Wasteful. Well, the Republicans could say, quit spending waste, flush it down.
Well, and Tim, I'll let you go because we're at the end of the show. It's a great idea because here's why. This is why I'm saying that this crisis is an opportunity for Republicans to reshape Oregon government. Because what they can do is they can put in place, with Democrats' agreement, some really strong controls for a change to stop the waste that we keep seeing. It happens over and over again. The Employment Department computers is the latest one to come to light. Who knows how many others are out there that we don't even know about yet? Republicans have to demand change. They also have to demand that this new sales tax, which is immoral on businesses that are struggling to just survive, needs to be suspended. And then they need to go further, like demanding some privatization. Yes. Of some state government functions, and there are some that are ripe for it, friends. This is how Republicans can use this crisis to reshape government. Now, the question is, will they? Well, one of the things you can do to reshape your world is to hire Eric Azer at Righteous Renovations to maybe do some remodeling around your place, your bathroom, your kitchen, maybe that new deck. Maybe you got to replace something. Maybe you got stuff that's just needs to be fixed. Why don't you check out RighteousRenovations.com. RighteousRenovations.com. So who said crisis is the rallying cry of the tyrant? James Madison, from a long time ago. You see, this is part of human nature and is the ugly part of human nature. It is this thing that man has always had, the desire to be a tyrant over others. This is why we have to stand guard, friends. Join us Sunday, 10 a.m. We've got a permit. We're good to go. Come and worship and pray. Pray that our leaders will have wisdom, that Republicans won't let this crisis go to waste. Yeah, I said that. 6:59 in the morning. Stacey ends up next with your morning sailor. Bless Mark.